WJTL Switchfoot, New Way to Be Human, Hillsong United, So Will I 100 Billion Times, and we celebrate Michael Card's birthday, Know You in the Now, was his song we played. Good morning at 7:50.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny, breezy, and 55, partly cloudy on the overnight, lows near 40, and then near 70 tomorrow, partly sunny and windy, maybe some afternoon showers, mostly sunny and 76 Friday. Right now, it is currently 34.
And this morning, our friends Neil and Stan from C.S. Lewis Institute hanging out with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Been a lot of fun hanging out with you. Thank you for rearranging your schedule. The first time you were supposed to come, it snowed.
Right.
So we had bad weather, so thanks for coming back. I appreciate
thank you
that. For having us. Neil Alcott is the area director for C.S. Lewis Institute. And Neil, tell us about C.S. Lewis Institute.
Well, C.S. Lewis Institute is an organization with the goal of helping people to be able to articulate their faith in a similar manner to the great C.S. Lewis. And our objective is accomplished mainly through our Fellows Program. It's a 12-month discipleship program that people can apply to. Typically, the tuition is about $3,000, but that's waived, and people can be part of the Fellows Program for free.
Wow, that's really great. So if somebody wants to find out how, because there's a process, they
right.
fill stuff out online, you interview them, how can they begin that process if they're curious?
Yeah, the place to start is to go to our website, cslewisinstitute.org. There's lots of information on there. If you look at locations, you can click on there and scroll down to C.S. Lewis Institute of Central PA, and there's a place there to read more, to watch some videos, some testimonies, as well as fill out an application, and it will come to me, and then we'll set up an interview.
And also, you have a couple events coming up. If people kind of wanted to test the waters or get to talk to other people, that you could come out to.
Yeah, that's correct. We also have what we call community lectures, where we bring in authors, speakers, and it's open to the community. It's usually in the evening. We have one coming up on the 25th of April at Living Hope Church here in not Mannheim, Middletown, sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right.
You knew it was an M.
Yeah, it was an M. 3030 Schoolhouse Road, and it's listed there on our website. You can go on there and look under events, and you'll see it listed there. We also have another event on May 17th. It's our annual banquet that will be at the Radisson in Camp Hill, and it's an opportunity. We have a speaker coming in who's an author who has written one of the books that we read for the Fellows Program called Question Evangelism.
Very cool. And Stan Hoover is with us. And Stan is an alumni of the Fellows Program. And Stan, tell us a little bit about how you got interested in the C.S. Lewis Institute and how it came to be that you were part of it.
Yeah, so I learned of the program through a mentor of mine who I really admired, who was really impactful in my life and my own discipleship. And, the program really takes this idea of heart and mind discipleship seriously, and that appealed to me. The curriculum that we work through is challenging. You know, there's a lot to read and a lot to think about, but we do that together in a community that really cares for each other and prays for one another, and that's been really formative and has meant a lot to me.
And I love, you know, that you're a college professor at Messiah College, and yet here you are continuing your learning and wanting that fellowship and wanting, what was it in your life that you were like, I need this?
Yeah, well, I mean, all of us can, you know, study scripture, we can read, you know, we can engage in spiritual reading, but there's something about doing that together in a community that is, you know, really different. You can't do a lot of this on your own. Discipleship doesn't happen on your own. And so that's what really appealed to me is the relational aspect and the community aspect that's really emphasized in this program.
C.S. Lewis Institute is a place where you can join the Fellows Program, and you can find out more online, cslewisinstitute.org. Coming up April 25th at Living Hope Church in Middletown, there's also an open forum that you can go to and find out more information. And then the banquet May 17th at the Radisson in Camp Hill. You can get all the info online, cslewisinstitute.org. Stan and Neil, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you,
thanks.
Fred.
Thanks.
Yeah,
Lisa.
We loved having you. Back to the music we go with Hawk Nelson.